Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Join Camarillo Hospice at the 7th Annual Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th, 11 to 4 p.m. at the Camarillo Ranch. Expect lots of fun, food and drink, ICS-sanctioned chili competition, Pleasant Valley Lions Club barbecue, wine and beer, Texas Hold'em Poker Tournament, classic car display, fun and game zone for the kids, and live performances. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice, a volunteer hospice and grief counseling center providing free services to those facing life-limiting illnesses, grieving the loss of a loved one, or considering end-of-life issues and planning. To purchase tickets, visit www.CamarilloChiliCookoff.com.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us. I do want to remind you that we are starting your day in a positive way at 6 o'clock right here every Saturday. And then, of course, till 8 o'clock. And tomorrow is the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off. And we'd love to get some tickets out there to you if you haven't already done that. We could probably leave them at will call. But give us a call right now. 419-0008, 419-0008, and definitely that is tomorrow from 11 to 4. Also, we want to make sure that you are following us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, and that you're receiving our newsletter, and that goes out every week. So we don't do anything else with your emails, but we'd love to make sure that you're getting one of those in your hands. We have a ton of giveaways and a ton of things that we are doing. So I'd love to start off the show with giving you our phone number here. It's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And again, the word is what we think it is. If we can't change our thoughts, we can change the world. So definitely start off with really just that positive thinking. You know, your actions are what create your what happens in your world. So today we're excited. We're going to be talking with Karen Casey and her book, Living Long, Living Passionately. Also, Monica Murata is going to be talking to us about making strides against breast cancer events in Ventura County. And we'd love you to stay with us and join us. Also, today is our recovery show. And that is about the brighter side of recovery. Anything that you're waking up to in life. So, again, I want to do a little shout out to Ventura County Animal Services. They have their first annual gala, and that is September 12th, and that is going to be fun. It is over at Aviation Drive, and it's 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. If you are into animals, if you're an animal lover, or if you just are passionate about helping animals, this is a place you definitely want to definitely come and go and be a part of. So again, all you have to do is go to vcas.us/gala and to purchase your tickets there. All right. With that, Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
Well, let's start with the restaurants. We have Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. We have the Veggie Grill, great place to eat. Dickie's Barbecue Pit, along with that, Pete's Breakfast House. We also have Kids Meal. What better place to take the kids, reward them, they're back in school, with a hamburger from The Habit. The best place to be is at The Habit with the kids. Fun place for the family. Then the restaurants that have $25 gift cards, Paul Martin's, Lure Fish House, BJ's Restaurant, Famous Dave's, along with the Lazy Dog Cafe and Midtown Cafe. That's the food for you for this morning on Saturday. Then we go to some great entertainment, the Rubicon Theater Company presenting Copenhagen, and that runs through the 27th of September. We do have on September 6th the 7th annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival. My goodness, that's already happening tomorrow. We're going to be out there,
yeah.
And it's a big party. They have a car show there. It's a great fundraiser and a whole lot of fun, so enjoy that if you're doing the stay-in-town Labor Day. We will be at the Big Jamboree Borderline Bar and Grill. That's 6:30 coming up September 11th. Those proceeds benefit the Big Brothers Big Sisters of Ventura County. On the 16th of this month, September, Laugh Out Loud Comedy, always a great time at Paseo Camarillo Cinemas, and that's with Jason Love. September 18th through the 20th, a big festival. It's the California Beer Festival, Mission Park in Ventura. It's about beer.
There
basically.
You go. It and is beer about beer. Is serious fun. Beer drinkers.
What about the Beach Boys?
Oh, there you go. Yeah, we've got tickets for that on September 25th over at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, and we've got a pair of tickets for somebody out there. Let's just start off, okay, with how about some Copenhagen tickets, and that is September 2nd through the 27th at one of my favorite theaters. That's Rubicon, and I'm telling you, it's going to be we had the director in here. And one of the stars in it, and I think you're going to really enjoy it. Call in right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Let's bring our first guest on, Karen Casey. Are you there?
I am right here listening.
Well, thank you so
much. Oh, my gosh, all of that sounds exciting and good. Too bad I'm in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Oh, there you go. There you go. All right. Well, we're excited to talk to you because, you know, there's something about my show, and I always want to say it's about living and loving and being passionate. And that's kind of the name of your book, Living Long, it Living is. Passionately. And and you talk about 75 counting ways to bring peace and purpose to your life. Love this. So tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are, and is this your first book?
Oh, no. This is my 29th book.
Oh, how did I know that? Wow.
The very first book I wrote was Each Day a New Beginning, which was published in 1982, and it was a daily meditation book for women in 12-step recovery. Wow. Because to tell you a little bit about myself, I have been in 12-step rooms for 40 years, starting in 74 with Al-Anon and then getting sober in May of 76. Wow. So my entire life has really been about working with people in recovery, doing workshops and writing books. So, yes, this is book 29, and this one is not specifically about recovery from addictions, but about recovering all the good parts of our lives, particularly as we're looking to the later stages of our lives, looking back and saying, you know, what can we recapture from the past to keep our lives continuing to be passionate and purposeful? And the reason I titled it 75 and Counting is because I am now 76, but I was 75 when I was writing.
I love it. Congratulations.
You know, I'm a long way from being finished, I felt. So 75 and counting was to imply that, yes, life continues to be full and rewarding, even at the grand old age of now 76. In fact, I just got my first puppy a couple months ago.
Yeah, congratulations. Congratulations on your life, all those books and recovering. And, you know, so tell us what, I mean, there's so many things to talk about. I want you to send me all those books. We'll have to get you back on. But Living long, living passionately, what's the most, I love dealing with people that are passionate. What that means is that they care about life. Is that what you would take from it too?
Absolutely. You know what the reason I wrote this book actually is because of my own aging and thinking about knowing that I was far from being done in my life, done with any of the work that I do. You know, I'm still full of great, rich ideas. I feel very vibrant. And I know that, you know, aging has changed so much. People don't think of themselves when they retire as being really done with living anymore. And I thought, I want to write a book that can help people look at their lives as being, as continuing to be full of purpose, full of great potential. And sometimes we have to look back on our lives, though, and say, what were those things that we did that we felt so passionate about earlier, and how can we maybe re-envision those experiences now as we have gotten older? So so that's really what I was trying to do. You know, like, for instance, chapter 23, or, you know, essay 23 is about the dream list. You know, like, what are those things that you still dream about? And I start out by saying, if you had no fear, what would you be doing today? And, you know, I'm just trying to help people realize that they aren't done until they're done, you know?
And I not, like that.
And not being done means let's just put one foot in front of the other today and figure out how we can look to each moment with great anticipation, and what can we bring to each moment that can maybe make a difference in the life of somebody else. You know, it feels as though I was born to be a writer, actually. That's how it has felt for me. But it feels also that I was really born to help other people see that no matter what, how they feel about their life up until now, no matter what their life has been, there is still great purpose. And if they feel as though they need a huge purpose, think again. Because I think that all we really have to do is try to make a kind difference in the life of one other person every day. Lives will have been absolutely purposeful. You know, what better thing can we bring to the table than bringing a pleasant person, ourselves?
There you go.
Into whatever encounter we have. So, you know, I think that people, too, as they age, or at any age, they feel like, oh, gee, you know, I'm not doing enough with my life. I haven't done enough with my life. It's not about what we do or what we did. It's about what can we do today that makes
So we still have a chance if we're on this side of the dirt, right? We still have a chance to make a difference in this life.
Yeah.
I love it. Karen Casey is who we're talking with right now. We're talking about her book, Living Long, Living Passionately. Karen, would you stay on with us? We need to take a really quick break.
Sure.
Okay, great. All right, I am going to do another giveaway. And, of course, I've got some... Well, if you're able to get out to the Camarillo Chili Cook-Off tomorrow, we'd love to have you. I've got a couple pairs of tickets. If you haven't already purchased them, that is tomorrow, and that is the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off Music and Festival. Starts at 11 to 4. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and we'll be right back. You're listening.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe, protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233. MJ Holtz is the owner of Thermal Imaging of SoCal, where she assists people who want to know what's happening in their body right now. Approved by the FDA in 1982, DITI is an unsurpassed, safe, non-invasive screening technique that detects the sympathetic nervous system that reacts and responds to pain, pathology, injury, or dysfunction anywhere in the body that may go undetected with X-ray and other tools. Thermal Imaging of SoCal is located in Agoura Hills, here to serve by appointment. Call Thermal Imaging of SoCal when you are ready, 310-463-2318, or visit www.tiofsc.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And I just had Monica Murata come in and Kathy Cole, and we're going to be talking about making strides against breast cancer. And we've got an event coming up, right? Monica, when is it?
We have two coming up, actually.
Okay.
We have our Thousand Oaks Walk, which is first. That's okay. September 26th. Right before Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and then on October 10th, Ventura Harbor.
Oh my gosh. All right. I love that. All right. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. I do want to do another giveaway because that's what we love to give back to all of our listeners out there. And we've got the big jamboree coming up. That's September 11th. And that is going to be over at Borderline Bar and Grill. And that's 6:30. And that is for the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Ventura County. And we would love to get a pair of tickets in your hand. So give us a call right now. 805-419-0008. We just had a new partner, and we have a gift certificate to Dickie's Barbecue Pit, and that is in Simi Valley and Thousand Oaks, and I'd love to give this out. So call us right now, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, we want to make sure that you are tuned in to us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and everything above. We've got our podcast now on all of our phones. All you have to do is go to your podcast and then download Kim Pagano Show and then subscribe. You can hear of all our shows there. Also, get our newsletter that goes out. It tells a little bit about all of our guests and all these amazing events that we're talking about. So we would love to have that in your hand once a week. That's what you'll get from us. All right. So we're talking right now with Karen Casey, and we're talking about her book, one of her books, many of her books that we're going to have her back, but Living Long, Living Passionately, and 75, now maybe 76, right? No, 76 and counting ways to bring peace and purpose to your life. Karen, and thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on your show. I mean, it sounds like you guys do so much for so many good organizations.
We do.
That's really kind of the gist of this book.
Well, thank you. I feel like it's just brought a voice that I can share so many of these great things that are happening out here, and I love it. I can't tell you. It gives me such joy. So and it helps, and it's getting the word out for so many people. So what do you hope happens after somebody reads your book?
I hope that people read this book. In fact, I hope that they read it kind of slowly, little by little, because what I suggest in each essay is I suggest that they stop and do some thinking, and on occasion even some writing to explore some of their own ideas. For instance, chapter 21, impacting those around you. And when I get to the end of the essay, let me read a couple lines of the last paragraph.
Please.
Long and passionately is not beyond the realm of possibility for anyone in America. In all of the Western Hemisphere, the odds are in our favor. We represent modern society, and we have at our fingertips riches of many kinds. And since this is the case, I venture to say for everyone who has selected this book to read, the impact even a few thousand people can have on the communities we share is nearly beyond our imagination. And then I go on to say it's time to make a short list of the obvious ways we can impact those who stand before us. Here are three. you think of some more that specifically fit your lifestyle. And the things I suggest, a couple of them, engage at least one stranger in conversation. And a second one, invite a neighbor who doesn't get out much to go to lunch or a movie or shopping when you go. So what I'm getting people to do is to re-engage, or to maybe not re-engage, but simply to engage for the first time with those people in their community, because we are all so very connected. I mean, it seems to me we miss out on so much by not taking notice of those people who are crossing our paths moment by moment. And from a spiritual perspective, I believe that every person we encounter, no matter where we are, it is an intentional encounter, that the people we meet, we really are destined to meet.
I love that.
We must need to be bringing something to that moment.
Mm.
So throughout the book, I'm trying to invite readers to take a look at each moment and say, what can I do here and now that will allow somebody else to know that they have mattered to me, that their life has mattered to me? Because, you know, I feel like people at any age, but particularly as people age, they somehow get the idea that they don't matter any longer. And I think the best way we can get beyond that feeling in ourselves is to start letting other people know that they do matter to us.
So almost like you're reaching out to say that you've made a difference, and in turn, you're going to feel that love coming back in from them.
That's right.
Right.
It's the whole concept of paying it forward, and that everybody then who is really touched by our kindness, they're much more inclined to also offer kindness to somebody else. You know, we live in a world today that seems so troubled in so many ways, and I think people think, well, how can I possibly do anything that's ever going to make a difference? And I think the reality is it doesn't take a lot for us to make a difference.
I agree. And as you were saying that, we have Monica here in our studio. And Monica, you are making strides against breast cancer.
We are. And we couldn't do the amazing work that we're able to accomplish without our volunteers. That's when she was talking, that's what came to mind immediately.
It brought tears to my eyes, because you're absolutely right. There's so many of us doing whatever we can, and I always say many hands make little work.
Absolutely, and so, we're very fortunate across the United States to have over 1 million volunteers helping us to do the work that we do, including Kathy Cole here, who's our event chair for our Thousand Oaks Walk, and that's exactly what they get. It may be just stuffing, not just, but it may be stuffing envelopes in the office. It may be chairing an event like Kathy. It may be helping us on event day. But everybody's coming together for a single purpose, and we're really blessed.
Yeah, that's
and, you
great.
Know, if I can piggyback on that, I'm so touched by the work you're doing, Monica, because my mother had a double mastectomy at age 80, and she had three sisters who all had breast cancer. Their mother had breast cancer, so the whole idea of breast cancer is very near and dear to my heart, and so I continue to get a mammogram every year, and just because of my own personal concern, and all of them contracted it in older age, and obviously I have now reached that older age, but I saw all my mother and her three sisters walk through breast cancer so courageously. And so I'm just so impressed with the work that you're doing, because women need to feel hopeful.
I love that. So,
you know, I'm happy to be on the show with you because of what you do.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
Karen, leave us with a couple things that, you know, we talk about our show being start your day in a positive way. You wake up, I always say, you know, sometimes you wake up and you haven't really slept very good, or you've tossed and turned and maybe things weren't the best the day before. But how do you, you know, start off your day thinking of all the things that you are grateful in your life and the people that have made a difference, and you start to look at your family and the things that your home, you have a car, whatever, all the things that help you in your life. If we don't look at those things, there's no way that we can be sad if we start our day off with gratitude. Yeah. So
you're right, and you know, that is one of the things that that I learned, you know, 40 years ago in the rooms of 12-step recovery. One of the first suggestions that was made to me way back then, and I continue to make the suggestion to others, if you want to change your perspective on life, and so often we all need a little nudge to change our perspective, the first thing you can do is either start a gratitude list of all those things right here and right now, and start a fond memory list.
Mm.
Because we think that having, recalling some fond memories is a way of shifting whatever negative perspective we might have when we first awaken in the morning. And, you know, my mother used to say, and my mother was not in a 12-step recovery program at all, and in fact, I never thought of her as a particularly positive person, but as she aged, she used to say, well, I get up in the morning, I get dressed, and I put on lipstick, and then I'm ready to face the day. And
that's what my grandma used to say, the same thing. And you know what? You know, I still do that every day now because of her, because one, you never know who you're going to meet, okay? And not only that, is you dressed for success. You're ready to start your day.
Right. Yeah, that made me feel so good about my mother, and I know it made you feel good about your grandma.
Yeah,
we're both still saying it.
I love it. I love those little messages. Yeah. You know, I really love what you're doing, and I love that you're just, you know, passing the message on that even when you're older. And I know that I've had this conversation with my parents before. They're like, there's nothing that really excites me anymore. You know, what should I do in my life now? What, I don't really have a purpose. And it saddens me, and I can't even imagine, like, what do you mean you've done so much? Well, I never had this. And they look at all the negative things sometimes. How can we help people when they're feeling like they didn't accomplish enough in their life?
Well, you know, I think the best thing we can do when we're with people who are saying that is to have them right then and there for us, tell us what is one or two or three things that they remember from their lives that they really felt good about, and help them to re-envision how they could take that activity or that idea and kind of reposition it for where they are today in their lives.
Mm.
Because, you know, those things that meant a lot to us in the past, just because we have aged, that doesn't mean we can't do those anymore. We simply maybe need to do them in a little different way.
Right.
And you know, I think that people, for instance, who had big, important jobs and then they retire and they think that they're not of value anymore, well, look what they could bring to a really struggling organization. They could bring their ability to mentor somebody in that organization so that they could do whatever they're trying to launch in a little bit better way. You know, we really aren't done just because we're older.
Huh.
You know, we are still filled with all of those rich ideas. I think all we need to do is to remind people of their value.
I love that. Just
have value.
Yeah, remind them of their value. All right. Well, I'm going to leave that on that note right there. Karen Casey, where do we find your book?
You can go to Amazon. It's selling right now on Amazon. It's available in all bookstores. If people go to Amazon and just plug in Karen Casey, they will see a whole number of books that, as I said, I've written 29 books and 26 of them are still in print.
I love them. Will you send me some of your books that we can get you back on?
sure. You know, I'm not sure where to send it, but I'll ask the Canary.
There you go.
To set up this relationship with you.
Okay.
I will, because a lot of them I've published with them. And you started out by talking about changing your mind and changing your life. And one of the books that I wrote that's been very successful is Change Your Mind and Your Life Will Follow.
Ooh.
And I published that with Canary just a few years ago. So I'll have them send you that book in particular.
Very good. Very good. Karen Casey, your inspiration, and keep up dreaming. Keep dreaming and keep working on your life.
I certainly will. And if people want to go to my website, they can just Google Karen Casey, C-A-S-E-Y, and that'll show them where my website is as well.
Sounds great. All right.
Thank you.
We are going to take a really quick break. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. When we come back, we're going to talk with Monica and Kathy, and we're going to be talking about making strides against breast cancer. Let's do a really quick giveaway right now. And what have we not given away? How about I've got gift certificates to Veggie Grill. If you haven't gone over there and you want to eat healthy, oh my gosh, you got to try Veggie Grill. We've got a couple gift certificates for two out there. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
In 2014, Ventura County Animal Services became the largest no-kill open admission municipal shelter in California. But sustaining no-kill is not easy. On Saturday, September 12th, animal lovers from the County of Ventura will come together to raise money for homeless animals by attending the Canine Casablanca Gala at the World War II Museum in Camarillo. The evening will feature a 40s-themed gala with silent and live auctions, dinner, dancing, and over a dozen Hollywood celebrities. For tickets and more, visit their website at vcas.us/gala.
Mission Oaks Cafe is a favorite destination for all Camarillo natives. Every plate is made with the highest of quality, using fresh ingredients from local farms, enriching your dining experience. Reserve a spot at one of their elegant wine pairing nights, where Chef Joseph Sharp is able to show off his talents of fine cuisine in a four-course meal paired with four fantastic wines from a local winery. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and for breakfast through dinner on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. Full bar open later. Call 805-482-1022 to make a reservation. That's 805-482-1022. Visit them online at www.missionoakscafe.com for their full menu and upcoming events.
Get ready for good times and great chili at the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival at Camarillo Ranch, September 6th. There's unlimited chili and salsa tasting. Check out the classic car display, Texas Hold'em Tournament, craft beer tasting, a Lions Club barbecue, wine and live music all day from Heartache Tonight and Caught Red-Handed. Bring the kids, too, for the fun and game zone. The Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, September 6th at the Camarillo Ranch. All proceeds benefit Camarillo Hospice.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. And I do want to remind you of our 2 to 3 show this afternoon, and that is where we talk about the brighter side of recovery. And I definitely want all of us to tune in to that. We're going to be talking with Beverly Connors about advice on how to cope with dealing with addicted loved ones. And also Todd Bridgers is going to be joining us about his quest against drug and alcohol abuse. So definitely it's going to be a great show. I do want to do a giveaway. And what else do we have to give away here? How about Famous Dave's? It's always a good time for ribs, and they've got one of my favorites over there. So give us a call if you would like a Famous Dave's gift certificate. That's 805-419-0008, 419-0008. All right. Well, we've got Monica and Kathy, and we're going to be talking about making strides against breast cancer. In our earlier show, we actually talked about the conventions that is this weekend, and again, if anybody is, have you ever heard of it?
Oh, I'm not familiar with that.
Wow.
One.
Yeah. So, it's Yeah, it should be really good. But anyways, if anybody, again, there's a convention out in,
Universal City.
Yeah, Universal Sheraton out there. And again, if there's somebody in need that really wants to go and kind of, I'm sorry, it's a Sheraton Universal that wants to go to this and I can help them get there. It's just alternative therapy and nutrition and focus. And it's a huge conference and lots of different people speaking. And so call me if that's something that you really need help getting there. 805-419-0008. All right, Monica, Kathy, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for what you're doing, making a difference, and which brought tears to my eyes when we were talking about that. You know, I know it really takes an army. And tell us, what inspired you to become the community manager?
I actually started with the American Cancer Society as a volunteer.
And I kind of remember, right?
Yes,
way back, Diana,
right?
And
we
all
had
that.
A team, and then I was a team leader, and then came on the planning committee, and then a staff position opened up. And 8 years later, here I am. And it's because of the great work that the American Cancer Society does. And we have a big history of colon cancer in my family. Mm. And we know that through genetic testing. And because of the research, we are very precautious, and we take lots of prevention. And so I've continued my work and now working with the Breast Cancer Walk, making strides against breast cancer.
So, and how about you, Kathy?
Well, I've been a volunteer for the American Cancer Society since 1980. I've lost grandparents to cancer. I myself am a melanoma survivor, lost my dad to metastatic melanoma. So the American Cancer Society has always been important to me. And what inspires me are the wonderful people I meet along the way, the patients I take care of, and there's great meaning in the work we do. And I was particularly interested in what Karen had said earlier, because in my faith, there's a morning prayer that you say called the Modiani, and you are thanking God for waking up every day to complete a mission. And my mission, obviously, is to work with cancer patients. It's completely gratifying to do this and to work hard every year for this great event.
Wow. Well, we thank you. And that was really heartfelt from both of you. My question is if somebody is suffering from cancer right now, how do they find out about you? How do they go about reaching out and getting help?
There's many ways. We have our 800 number, 800-227-2345. It's a 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week service line. And they will get a trained cancer information specialist every time in over 50 languages. And so in the middle of the night when they can't sleep, there's no doctor to call, or they just need to talk to somebody, they can call that number. They can go to our website, cancer.org, and there's many, many resources on there. I know I used that myself as a caregiver. My son at 21 was diagnosed with colon cancer. And so there's great resources there, including a list of questions to ask your doctor. Even though I'm in the field that I'm in, the medical side of it is not my expertise. And so the website has great information for people.
Wow.
And I'm a nurse navigator, and I work at Los Robles Hospital, and many local hospitals have cancer programs now with navigators. And we are at the front line of having people call us and ask us what their needs are, and then I rely on the Cancer Society as my resource guide to help them through some of the stressors, financial matters, family dynamics, the diagnosis and pathology. So I think there's lots of great information that people can gather right here in our county.
You know, we have one of my son's friends' mother is really sick, and as somebody I don't know her well, but I want to do something. And I think a lot of people probably feel like that. What can we do? And you don't want to ask, because if you have to ask, that's just like another burden for them, correct?
Well, you know what I tell patients, especially if they're women, we're used to doing. We're not used to asking.
Correct.
But now the focus is on you. So I said, if people ask you, what can they do? You have to tell them they really want to help. So if it's a run to the store, pick up kids from school, make a meal, provide some housekeeping, throw in a laundry. Sometimes saying, call me if you need me, is too much of a burden. But if they ask you, please tell them, because this is what you're going to need, and
right.
They really want to help you.
Wow.
And I hear from patients also all the time that people aren't sure what to say, so they don't say anything. And that's very hard on a cancer patient. So I would say just make the phone call. And if they are able or feel well enough to answer, they will. But otherwise, just leave a message. And I think it means a lot for them just to hear from us.
Wow. I love this. Thank you so much. So when and where are the upcoming events that we're going to be talking about? And again, you know, all this is really serious stuff. It's life changing. But without these amazing events that are win-win, this is what's helping. Right. And so for everybody to get out there to be a part of it, it's able to like enjoy in the fun, but at the same time, you're helping. So
you provide the hope. Back into it.
Yeah. So Tell us what's the first one we're talking about?
It's an amazing morning. Our walks are early mornings and they're 5K walks. So it's 3 miles, non-competitive. Anybody can participate or they can hang out at home base with me. But the Thousand Oaks Walk is coming up September 26th, and we'll be at the Thousand Oaks Civic Center Plaza Park.
Okay.
And then right after that will be our Ventura Harbor Walk on October 10th.
On October 10th. Okay. And so what kind of entertainment will be there? And tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we have a wonderful DJ who's coming. He'll provide all the music and the announcements. And so it'll be upbeat and inspiring. There'll be a warm-up before the walk. And there'll be music and information booths. We have a very wonderful survivor tent where people can either hang out or see stories and compelling bios of other survivors. The Kiwanis are helping us with a pancake breakfast. The whole thing wraps up before noon, so it's fun for families. It's great exercise, great entertainment. And we've been a team together for about 4 years, so we do our best to make it a fun morning.
That's great.
Yeah, we also have a photo booth coming this year for both walks. And also at the Ventura Walk, we have a pancake breakfast by the Ventura Elks Lodge.
Nice. Yeah. Got to have those pancake breakfasts, right? I just did an event with the Kiwanis, and those are always good.
Always fun.
There you go. Okay, so tell us a little bit about the survivor tent for breast survivors. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, making strides, and this is done all over the country, obviously we're trying to raise funds, so it's a fundraising event, but more importantly, it's a way to honor survivors. And so the survivor tent is a place where they can see biographies of other women who have been through this, and it's very compelling stories. There's also fun opportunities to sort of dress up and take pictures of yourself. We will have a roaming photographer there who herself is a breast cancer survivor. And there's special gifts that we've planned to give them on their way out. And I think what's most important is the something new we're doing this year is pink pinwheels. So in a morning breeze to honor everybody,
the pinwheel that
we can now place in front of the stage, and you can see that kinetic motion of all of those pink pinwheels still turning, even though you're in the midst of treatment, you may have just finished, you may have just been diagnosed. I think there's nothing more inspiring to see all of that in great numbers as a way to honor our women in this community, and men, but mostly women survivors.
Right. Wow. Life is a process. That's what you're talking about. Life is a process, and we just keep moving. With that, we're going to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us?
Of course.
We're going to come back and continue our talk. Again, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I've got a couple gift certificates to Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill. We love our food. And you know what? At the same time, let's do a gift certificate to BJ's Restaurant, another great restaurant. We got lots of restaurants, lots of things that we're doing here, and we'd love you to be a part of it. All you have to do is call in 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Just leave us your name and your number and what you're calling about, and one of our team members will get back with you. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
The Rome Treatment Centers, based in Southern California, provides innovative and cutting-edge treatment tailored specifically for teens aged 13 to 18 struggling with addiction and mental health issues. With two residential treatment centers in Topanga and Ojai, and two partial hospitalization and outpatient facilities in Bel Air and Ojai, we provide the most effective level of care to meet our clients' unique needs. Our strength-based, solution-focused program empowers our clients to become the engine of their recovery. For more information, go to evolvetreatment.com or call 1-800-665-GROW.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And I'd love to have anybody that is interested in sharing their business or an event that's coming up to give us a call. We'd love to help support that and share that with everybody. I do also want to remind everybody out there that tomorrow is the 7th Annual Camarillo Chili Cook-Off and Music Festival, and then, of course, that goes all to Camarillo Hospice. It's another amazing win-win. Also, I am working with Ventura County Animal Services' first annual gala, and if you are an animal lover, you want to go to this. It's September 12th, and it's one ticket is $125, two tickets is $225, and all you have to do is go to vcas.us/gala, and that's going to be over at the World War II Camarillo Airport Museum. And again, it's from 5 to 10. There's going to be dinner, dancing, live auction, and wine and spirits. So bring your friends, get a table, and just really support this. They're trying to, one, they've become no kill, which is like so dear. I'm so excited to be about a part of that. But not only that, is they're trying to, because they're no kill, they need more space. And so therefore they need to make a place for all the puppies. And so it's just, it's life. It's like life. And if you've ever had an animal, and do you both have animals?
Two.
Okay. How about you?
I had four cats.
Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, they are your unconditional best friends. I just posted something on Facebook with, you know, I walk in and my one dog, you know, I have like inherited dogs from each one of my kids.
Oh, right.
I have four kids. So at that time I was like, okay, yeah, we need a dog. Well, they all, Mom, we want to pick it out. And of course, then they grew up and moved out.
Go.
And they, yeah. And somehow I have, anyways, love my animals and I love what they bring to me. It's just that unconditional love and I love it. So anyways, again, it's a really great thing, and it's right here, and it's a win-win. All right, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Monica. Is it Maria?
Marietta.
Okay, Marietta. We've known each other for a long time.
At least 15 years.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah. And of course, Kathy Cole, you've been on here before.
Yes. Thanks for having
and they're
me.
Talking about making strides against breast cancer. And we've got a couple events coming up. One is in Thousand Oaks. That's over at the Civic Arts Plaza. That's September 26th. And then, of course, Ventura at the
Ventura Harbor.
Harbor. That's where
10th.
We are now. You know, we've got a boat out there on October 10th. And all you have to do is are they both walks?
They're both a non-competitive walk.
Yeah.
Yes. No registration fee, no minimum fundraising commitment. We just want everybody to be able to participate.
Yeah, just get out there
taking the fresh air. It's healthy for you. It's all good. And not only that, I'm almost like, sign me up for the win-win, you know, and this is another win-win. If you have a business and you want to be a sponsor of it, how do they find out about that?
They can call us at the 800 number, and we can certainly get them information. We have packages that run from 250 up and different levels of recognition.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's great. I love it. So again, we always love to give out tips for families and anybody that's going through a hardship in their life. You know, I know there's a lot of things where somebody would come in and clean your home or do your hair if you still have hair, or help you figure out. I've gone with people to help them figure out a wig for them, how to normalize their life, because isn't that really what we're trying to kind of get back to? Kathy, can you help us on that?
Of course. For some people, breast cancer defines who they are. And for some people, breast cancer is the last thing they want to think about. So when you talk to patients, you find out exactly what their needs are and psychologically where they're at and what level of support their family can or cannot provide to them. And then there's multiple things the Cancer Society can do, a navigator can do in terms of support groups. We give away free wigs. If somebody's co-payments and their insurance is adding up and that's an area of real stress, then I try to step in and talk to the insurance company or help with the hospital bills to convince people that this is just a really bad time. Can we set up some payment plans? Here's what's happening. So I think we have to take each woman and her situation individually.
Perfect, perfect. And now, what about the children? Okay, because to me, that's really a hard part. They don't know. Is there some counseling that is offered? Tell us about that.
Yes, there's two sources I like to use a great deal. There are books that have been written by American Cancer Society-sponsored authors, and they're very specific to the age level of the child and just how much we need to reveal at the time their parent is ill. We also partner with the Cancer Support Community. This was once known as Wellness, and they actually have support groups for children and families to cope with a parent who may be ill. And then, of course, if you have certain people in the community, we have a staff psychologist. She's got a strong background in working with grief and loss. And I must say, and I've blogged about this, that breast cancer, being diagnosed, going through the treatment, and then trying to go back to life, it's a lot like PTSD.
I do personal interviews at my studio. I just did that for the veterans, you know, but they were talking about 25% of our world has that.
Wow.
Because of things in our life like this, illnesses,
right,
or, you know, trauma.
It's a huge trauma to someone's life. It doesn't have to be a war, but that cancer journey can give you flashbacks and heartache that I think sometimes you need one-to-one counseling to sort of sort that out.
Right.
And then try to find the gratitude in that.
Wow. Now, if somebody doesn't have breast cancer, maybe they have pancreas, maybe they have some other kind, can they go to you still, or do they have to go to different organizations?
They, of course, can come to us. This walk is the only cancer-specific walk that we have. Relay for Life is our 24-hour walk, and that funds all of the cancer research and programs and services. But certainly the 800 number can help any cancer patient or caregiver or family member or coworker, whoever would like to call and get the information.
Okay. Wow. So helpful. So helpful. You know, okay. So what now, you know, there's so many different, I just got notified by, I think it's Paint Your Town Pink. Are you all connected? How does that work?
We're not. We all do our separate fundraising, but everybody's doing good work. And we always like to know about the other work in the community, because there are times when we can partner on certain things
and cross over,
or let patients know what else is happening in their community.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Paint the Town Pink is sponsored by the Cancer Support Community,
okay,
which does a lot with breast cancer support groups. and the local hospitals support them at the Oaks Mall.
Right, right.
Yeah, and there's a lot of events going on this month. You'll see Simi Valley turns their lights pink, and there's the Reagan Library Symposium that we do every year via Los Robles. Up in Ventura at Community Memorial, they're doing a seminar, so it's going to be a busy October. You'll see pink everywhere.
So October is pink, right? I love that. I love it. You know, all I want to say is if you or a family member or somebody you know, reach out, right?
Yes, right. Absolutely.
Reach out. And I get emotional because I know a lot of people like you that have gone through this, and you don't want to be alone.
Right. Absolutely. And we're here also.
And I do want to say, with the statistics we have in Ventura County, this is the highest level of breast cancer incidence in the state out of 58 counties. So if I can imply anything to your listeners, it's please be proactive, get annual mammograms, learn how to do breast exams, be on the front line of the fight.
There you go. I love it. And again, we want another birthday. Isn't that what it's all about?
It's all That's about right. another birthday.
All right. Thank you, ladies. And again, we are at the we have a minute more. Let's give out the phone numbers again. Let's give out the dates again. And then, of course, we'll end our show. And I do want to remind everybody that we will be here again with our recovery. And share our show with everybody. This is just a voice to get our show out there to all these great events that are happening that we can help all of our country with, our town with.
Yes. So September 26th, Thousand Oaks, and October 10th at the Ventura Harbor. They can call 800-227-2345 or the website makingstrideswalk.org.
There you go. Thank you, ladies. And again, thank you everybody for tuning in today. Of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. In order to be irreplaceable, one must always be different. Be who you are meant to be. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and we'll talk to you later.